This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Now, it says here that when you were writing it, it was like sort of based on the three of you. And so are you playing yourself in it? Or is it aspects of Wes? And
I think the three characters in the film are a good mix of each of Wes, Roman, and I. I think mm-hmm. we're pretty evenly dispersed amongst the three. Though I probably do feel closer than to my character than probably the other two characters, but it's a pretty even dose of all of us. But I do think that the three of us, Wes, Roman, and I, could relate to Jack because he takes things that have happened to him in his real life and then he writes them down as short stories, like little chapters in his life, and then he kind of moves on after he writes them. He takes the truth and he writes it. And I think that we could relate to that because that's, in essence, what the three writers were trying to do. We were trying to take things that had happened to three of us and put them down into the story and make a chapter out of it and move on. So I think we all could relate to that. But I've never like been taking a girl into a bathroom on a train or something. It's not like I'm not the guy.
Beside of the thing, there you know the two of the writers said it's kind of mostly as he said as mostly poems are kind of based on real experience or some kind of friend's experience. Which the kind of scene or which kind of clueless brothers. Travelers, the dialogue or scene or movement mm-hmm. based on your
experiences,
kind of rich family or whatever.
Don't you want something left to the imagination? I don't know. It's you know at this point, like it's so confused, like it got so muddled up, like all of, we really just, I mean, all of it's real and all of it's happened to me and. To Wes and to Roman, but I kind of feel like the characters are all fictional. No comment.
So, when you were shooting the short film, did you know then that it was the same character that was in Darjeeling? And were you always conscious, like, okay, my performance in this is going to have to be just like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew... Is that your rock star drink?
Yeah.
Is it work?
Yeah, and by the way, Wes had no idea what this was.
Really?
He thought it was beer.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it looks like a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Yeah, it's big, big can. Coors. Silver Bullet. No, we knew once we were shooting the movie, I definitely knew. We knew early on. I mean, Hotel Chevalier was intended to be a companion piece to the Darjeeling Limited, and it was supposed to be like a prologue, to it, and I always knew that I'd be Jack Whitman in both, and that it would be separate. In other words, I knew that it was a contained piece. It was written, and it had an ending, and it wasn't scenes weren't supposed to go in front or after it. So it was always a short film, and I knew that I'd be Jack. And it was great for me on many levels to have done the short film. It was a gentler way to reunite with Wes professionally, director actor. Much easier to work 2 days with him on a short film in a small room with a very small crew. It's like less scary if that makes sense than going to work with him after so many years. In India, with a lot of people walking around, and just much more happening. So it was a gentler way to work together again and to see how we were with each other. And also, it was great to test out the character, which at that point was still being written, because we were only 3 months into writing the feature when Hotel Chevalier came about. And by the time we shot it, we had more of it down, but I had, you know, it was great to have grow the mustache out, get the suit, and really start to play the guy. It was wonderful. It was also slightly a bit of a mad dash to think, okay, well, we haven't finished the feature script, but we're shooting the short, and we know we're going to want to reference things, or we want to have the flexibility to be able to reference things. So what are we going to want to put in this short that we can use later in the movie? So we had to get the suitcase made, we had to get the suits made, everything had to be kind of, because whatever we chose would be what we'd have to use later. And also when I was in India, it was awesome to have done the short because I could just remember Hotel Chevalier, and I just knew that was where my character was coming from, where he was in his heart, and how kind of fucked up it all was. And it's nice to not have to imagine something. It's nice to just remember it or just watch the DVD of it. And so it was very helpful, and I felt like I had an advantage in a weird way over past experiences of work. I mean, I hope from now on that I could do a short movie before every movie I do. It was so helpful to me. It was great.
Can you talk about working with Owen and Adrian? Because you wrote it for them.
Yeah.
That's so
well,
bizarre.
I'll say one thing is that this is and this must be so great, I think, for people who write and direct their films. I am not used to this feeling, which is that the moment they walk out in their outfits for the first time, it's a pretty big thrill. We've been talking about them and these scripts for 2 years. And I felt like so close to these characters, and talking about their suits and everything and what they were going through, and they were real to me. And then Owen and Adrian put on the suits, and Owen's got the bandages on, and Peter's got the glasses we've been talking about. It's like, wow, this is pretty emotional. I mean, it was emotional. So it was a thrill to see that. Just, I don't know, that's my initial way to answer your question. And then working with them, well, you know, I respect them both tremendously, and I just wanted to be as good as them in the movie, and I loved them. I mean, the three of us, the script is one thing. The script is a blueprint, but you've got to build it. You've got to say, okay, well, here are the plans for the walls, and here are the things for the sink and everything, but then you've got to build the house. And I think that the chemistry between people are the things that help build the house. And you just never know if that's going to work. You know, you get to India, you just hope that you're going to love these guys. And I did. And we became friends immediately. And I think that, you know, and this is not, I'm not passing judgment on the way movies are typically made, but what typically tends to happen is you work on a film set, and there are trailers for actors, and there are trailers for different people, and they're just places for people to go to isolate themselves. And that's fine if actors need to go preserve their energy or focus on the scene or whatever. But if you give people places to go, they'll go there. And there's a tendency, it just becomes less intimate. It becomes bigger, slower, everything. So on this set, there was nowhere for us to go. There were no trailers. And the actors stayed in the train compartment where we shot all day, unless you had to go to the bathroom. There was nowhere else to go. So I think that kind of claustrophobia worked to our advantage, and that it was like speed reading. It was like it helped us get to know each other faster and more intensely. You know, there wasn't just a casual, hey, how are you? Is your girlfriend good? Oh, good. Tell her I said hi. It wasn't, I mean, not to say that's how most movies are. I'm not saying that. But it's an example of what could have happened had the circumstances not been like this. So I think it was great to work with them because we really became friends. Mm-hmm. And the environment helped us become friends. And between takes, like, I mean, Wes had to stop us sometimes from goofing off because I just loved him so much, and I do have a thing where I just love Owen so much. I just want to try to get him to laugh, and I love Adrian so much. I want to tell him stories, and we really were just always playing games and rehearsing scenes, and it was very efficient. The friendship was efficient, and the working was efficient. And also, just the way we lived was helpful too. It aided this relationship because we lived in technically what was a hotel, but really looked and felt more like a home. It was kind of a big house with 8 rooms in it. Each room looked different, which makes it feel not like a hotel instantly. Everyone had a different looking room. And all the actors lived there, Wes lived there, and we would get up, have breakfast together, ride to work, spend 14 hours together on a train, come home. The train goes all around. By the way, if you are late to set, it's bad because the set might not be there when you arrive, because it was a real train that did have a departure time. And we'd go around all day in India, come home, and then walk upstairs and have dinner together in a dining room, and then go hang out in someone's room and watch a movie. So it's just, we were all alone out there in India. There was nothing for us to do except be together. So it was really a wonderful experience to do it. So it's like I got to work with Owen and Adrian, but I also got to like live with them.
What were some of the happy accidents that you have? Because I mean, whenever you're making a movie, there's always little things that happen that you just can't anticipate. And I can imagine working on a train, you know, for 14 hours a day or whatever, there must have been some things that you just didn't write in the script, but just kind of happened.
Well, I would say that they are kind of subtle, but I know that nothing, no dialogue was changed. Nothing kind of really happened spur of the moment dialogue wise. Mm-hmm. We were trying always to get the scene the way it was written to get it to be its best. But because it is a moving train, and because, when you have a moving set, especially a train in India, many unpredictable things can happen. It can stop, it can hit a big kind of bump, it can take sharp turns, and even when you're not on the train, when you're out walking around doing the scenes that aren't on the train, we didn't really have control over those environments. You can't tell, 5,000 people to stop walking down the street, so we're mostly just walking around, shooting it with a small camera, kind of capturing it. So people are just wandering around. They're real. So acting-wise, what might kind of answer your question is just that you constantly are reacting to things physically. Mm. So your movements are never locked. You can't rehearse your movements, really. Mm-hmm. Because you're saying the scene, and then all of a sudden a cow walks by you. So you just don't plan for certain things. And I think Wes wanted that. I mean, he wanted to go to India. He said to me, if we write in the script that the three brothers get picked up in a red car, but when we go to shoot, they bring us a blue truck, we're going to shoot the blue truck. Mm-hmm. So I think he kind of just surrendered to India, and that gave him a great kind of experience shooting-wise, like not trying to control it too much. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful.
What's this like when you are writing for your own character? Do you get preoccupied knowing you're going to have to perform the scene, or is it kind of a perk because you get to write yourself some good scenes?
Well, oddly enough, I, to a fault, had sort of like been so focused on the writing, like really. Little missions, like just so focused on like trying to solve certain things about the script. Well, why did this happen? And how would that happen? And should this be here? That I forgot about that I would have to act it. And I freaked out about 7 weeks before shooting because I realized I read the script kind of for the first time, like as an actor would approach something. Or look, I sound like totally like a pompous guy, like as an actor prepares for it. But you know what I mean? Like I was going, like, okay, so now I'm going to have to learn my lines and everything. And I was going like, holy shit, I have no idea how to do this. Like I don't know how I would say these lines convincingly. I have no idea who I'm playing. And I called Wes, who was already in India, and I said, I'm freaking out. I have no idea what to do. And he said, what do you mean? You wrote the guy. You know who he is. And I go, I don't. So I got on the next plane to India. That was a bit dramatic. I packed, said my goodbyes, had a couple lunches, and then I took the next available flight to India, and that really was like to be close to Wes, Because I think, like, to be close to the director is really nice for me, and just to feel grounded in India. And the process then just began. I really just started to rehearse it with Wes. But it was interesting, like, because we wrote it together, but then all of a sudden the dynamic shifts, and he becomes the director, I become the actor. It was kind of great how respectful we were of those roles. You know, I never was like, hey, you can't say that to me. I wrote this with you. I'm, you know, like, I felt like he was the director, so I'm like, well, why is he saying this now? And why am I not doing this right? And getting into it in that way, it was a wonderfully respectful collaboration once the roles had shifted. So it was nice.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. Have a great day. I'll see you guys later.